Jassim Suka, left-hand side, he hits the ball high in the air. Up goes Morris, a good strong header by Morris. Now, ball there by Alex Curran, plays it to Tundy. Tundy now, sight of goal, he should have a shot, but he plays it back to Potts. Potts, 15 yards outside the penalty area. Can he get the left foot round it? Yes, he can. It comes across everyone. It's half cleared eventually for a corner ball. But that's a lovely ball, wasn't it, from Alex Curran there, boys?
It was. It was a searching ball. And on a better surface, Tundy would have probably controlled it, beaten his man and got a shot in.
Indeed, he would have just let the ball roll across him a little bit and then take the shot. He had two options there, but on this pitch, he had to control it.
It took half an hour to control it.
Control the bobble. The bobble then controlled him, and eventually FC get himself a corner. Plenty of red shirts in there. The height of FC United Manchester's two centre-halves is there, but it's one eventually. But it's back to Lewis Lacey, the penalty area. Great ball comes across. First time centre comes in there. Oh, and it was the two defenders there basically linking up. And Curtis Jones, the ball came in at some pace, and he tried to direct the ball. And he's hit it with pace, and it's out for a goal kick. Was that a gilt-edged chance, that ball, or was it just a half-decent effort?
I think it was more like a half chance. The ball was whipped in by Lacey very quickly, and he had to react to it, and unfortunately couldn't steer it on target. But better football from FC. We are stringing more passes together.
FC United conceded the throw. They were looking for the free kick, not getting it. And as the night sky and dusk is upon us, it's actually not that easy to see out there, as FC United win the ball on the halfway line. Should have been a free kick, but Tundy having to chase this down. Tundy does really well. Now Tundy against the goalkeeper.
And it's the number four who's raised his boot. He's the last man.
Well, to be honest, I think for me, Tundy's got kicked in the head. I don't think it's deliberate from the number four in any way, shape or form.
But it'll be enough.
But it might be enough. And I would like to see the referee saying free kick only and no further yellow card.
There's no chance of that, though, is there?
I don't. Well, I think there will, unless the assistant referee...
Is he going to make this decision on his own, or is it going to be another consultation?
For all your consultations, come to see Mr. Paul Cooper, refereeing experience for a low-cost price.
He's about to give the number four his business card.
Oh, I like that, Ben. I think the referee's going to have a chat to him. And
it's a red.
It's a straight red.
Straight red.
As Tundy is being treated. I honestly don't think there was any malice... in that, but what the
he caught him big time in the face.
Catch him, yeah. Of course it is, yeah. And the referee's giving it, and the letter of the law. Yes, I understand exactly the reason why. But I just think it's a little bit unfortunate because he's attempting to win the ball. He's got the player as the ball on this near touchline, controlled on the chest by Regan Linney. Linney just below us, left hand side, has an overlap there with Dodd, and Dodd gets on the end of it, plays it in first. That's a great ball. It's an opportunity. Goal! It was the first time ball that whipped in. And FC United's of Manchester's number seven, Alex Curran there with a bullet header. But it was all about the ball on this left-hand side. The ball was whipped down. Dodd took it first time. He whips it in, and a good, good header. As eventually those supporters, whoever they are, they've been ejected. And the Whitby Town supporters are dejected.
That was all about the ball in from Dodd, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a great ball by Dodd. It really was a terrific ball. And that's the start you want in the second half. Whitby are going to have to come out and try and do something to get back into this game. But FC United and Manchester take the lead. And as you say, it was Morris on the ball, played it to Dodd. The overlap was there, and the ball was precision, and it was a great header. As the ball now with Linney. Great ball comes across there. Oh, and it whisked across, and can it be kept in? Well, Tundy has enough pace to get on the end of it, and he's got Dodd for company. But he chooses to go inside by himself. Can he get the shot away? Oh, he stands on the ball, and then he wins it back, does he? Handball and a free kick. No, play on. And it's ricochet everywhere, and now it's a decent ball as well out for the number nine. And the number nine on the ball, Plackett, and he's got three FC players in front of him. He goes to the byline, and...
He's given a penalty.
Oh my word.
Oh my word.
Lacey has been penalised.
That is appalling. That is appalling. That is absolutely appalling. And the linesman's there.
And the card is coming out just to add to the drama.
Well, as Lewis Lacey on his re-debut is conceded a penalty, but to be honest, absolute shocking. Shoulder to shoulder, and there wasn't even any movement from
him. He won the ball.
There wasn't any movement.
He got the ball away from him.
Well, the referee really, really, really yellow card to boot as well, and that is absolutely ridiculous refereeing. But there you go, Paul Blackett against FC United Manchester's Cameron Belford.
67 minutes on the clock.
This will be right footed, and can he make it one apiece? He steps up and he blasts it through the middle, and the ball not quite the halfway line. It is now, but picked up by FC United, but then it's lost, and here's an opportunity for the home team. First time shot comes in, and absolutely magnificent save, because it was hit first time. It was a wonderful half volley, to be honest, and Belford was scurrying back, and he had no right to make that save, and he did make that save, and it's still one apiece, and it's a wonder save for the goalkeeper. But a corner, and Adam Dodd plays it to Potts, 25 yards outside the 18-yard area. Ball plays across to Morris. Morris now has Ennis to the right-hand side of him. Ennis plays the ball across field, goes everywhere.
Yes!
Oh! Hawley on his debut, I think it is. The ball came across, and Hawley at the back post, wallop, it's in. To be honest, though, I think if the referee is looking at that, he might be very upset with the celebrations. He might as well book several people, but that was a ball and a half came across.
It was Ennis, wasn't it? It was a great ball.
Straight ball. He drilled it, and, well, by goodness me, there was Hawley at the end, that and was the debut goal.
That was the benefit of throwing red shirts into the box.
Yes.
Eventually, we were going to find one of them.
Well, there's five minutes plus any additional time. The debutant on loan from Morecambe scores his first goal and his third touch.